All right, final score here. Jay Tom Lawler Rink is Merrimack 4, Clarkson 1 in the first home game of the season. Christian Felton with us. He was the warrior of the game tonight and for several reasons. But first of all, Christian, thought your guys' defensive effort was pretty strong last weekend against Arizona State. Might have been even better tonight against Clarkson.
Yeah, I think Borzy tells us to lock down on defense, then play offense. So I think we feed off that.
Mm-hmm. One of the things you guys did, a lot of shot blocks. I mean, I know it's kind of hallmark of how you guys play, but even more so I thought tonight they had so much trouble getting pucks through, especially in the first period and the second period and so on. I mean, what was working for you guys out there in terms of being able to block that many shots?
It's kind of next man up. Like, everyone's doing it. If you're not doing it, you're not playing. So it brings energy to the team. Just keep doing it.
I know you had some shifts where, you know, you'd have two or three guys going down, you know, blocking shots, whether it was on the penalty kill or not or what have you. When guys are on the bench, they see other guys out there doing that. I imagine it's a case of, like you said, next man up. The next guy out there doesn't want to do any less than that.
Yeah, you can't. If you're watching someone block two or three shots, you got to get out there, and it brings energy to everyone. So, yeah.
Penalty kill was strong, too, for you guys. It was, you know, pretty good last week. I think maybe you guys ran out of gas in that third period against Arizona State in the second game. But still, you look at what happened tonight. You know, they had several times where they were trying to either tie the game or get closer and had a big power play. You guys able to kill that off. What was successful about the penalty kill tonight?
Julesy does a good pre-scout. I mean, we knew exactly what they were going to do, and everyone's locked in and committed to blocking shots, committed to staying in lanes and clearing pucks. So.
And then you had that second period. You guys are up by a goal. You're leading 1-0. You had really carried the play in the first period. They came out strong. They kind of shut you guys down for most of the beginning of that second period, and they were starting to get some chances themselves. And then you had that end zone draw. You were playing the point on that. You know, you get the puck back from the point, and you're able to set up what proves to be the game-winning goal. Tell us what you saw on that play.
Yeah, I talked to Mark. I said if he didn't have a lane to drop it, I was going to come down the wall. And me and Welsher kind of locked eyes, and I knew he was going to beat his guys so quick. So I just tried to find a stick, and he beat his guy and put it in.
It seemed pretty big at that point. Like I said, you know, you guys were winning the game 1-0, but they kind of had the momentum, and you guys stole it back right then.
Yeah.
Then later on in the game, though, I mean, like I said, it was a tight game. They pulled within one, got it to 2-1. You guys had to, I think, really lock things down defensively from that point on.
Yeah, no, we didn't try to lock it down. We tried to just stay in our game, play our game, get pucks out. Don't do anything special. Just stay in the systems, kind of.
Yeah, I mean, I guess in terms of lock it down, it's like you're not going to allow many chances. And one of the ways to do that is, you know, you had a lot of time in the offensive zone the last few minutes of the game as well, so that helps.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Kept the puck cycling it, down pucks on net, not doing too much, just simple. Game plan, same the Borzy's game plan.
Yeah. Last question, I guess, kind of bigger picture. You know, you're one of the veteran guys here, been here for a few years, and, you know, you've kind of seen how things have developed from when you came into where you guys are now, all the excitement that was here tonight with the way that the rink renovation has taken place and a lot of people excited to see it and a lot of anticipation as well for you guys this year. I mean, I have to imagine this is what you're looking for here, right? This is, as a college athlete and a Division I athlete, this has to be a lot of fun this time.
Absolutely, yeah. Mr. Gallant put a lot of money into this rink, and he believes in us, and he brought his own son here. So this is everything we want. We want to compete with the best, and we're getting the best now. And I think it's all starting to come together for Merrimack.
And then as one of the leaders on the team, as you look at what's coming up for you guys the rest of the year and what you guys want to do and what you want to accomplish, what's going to be most important for you guys to be able to do that?
I think to win, our goal is to win Hockey East, and we just got to play harder than every team in our structure, more structured, harder, because we're not the most skilled team in this league, but I think we're more mature and we're tougher on pucks. I think we can beat the
That's all right.
We can play a tougher game than anyone in this league, so I think that's what we're going to keep doing, and we're going to stick to Borzy's plans.
Cool. All right, Christian, thanks for your time. We appreciate it. Warrior of the game tonight, and best of luck on Sunday.
Thank you.